Gyre on the mud of a Gyre Kunjami Hari. Gyre on the mud of a Gyre Kunjami Hari. Gopichana Baba Gyre Kiri Baro Ra. Paramahansa Paravidagacharya also Tata Siddhashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Vidas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopatnath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturam Ki Jai Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Srimati Lassi Devi Gijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Gijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharni Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So last night, we didn't have a regular class. We had an initiation in Australia, Sydney, Australia. And so we traveled there through Zoom and did initiation. If any of you are interested in seeing that initiation, it's in my YouTube channel. YouTube channel is Beer, B-I-R, Krishna Goswami. And beer refers to a non-alcoholic beverage. Actually refers to the Sanskrit word vira. It's a Bengalicized pronunciation of the Sanskrit word vira. Or those of you who speak Hindi, vira. Okay. So in any case, it was given to me by Prabhupada, written down by Srila Prabhupada in his own handwriting, my name, so that's why I kept it with a B, even though according to Sanskrit, it is not actually a Sanskrit word. It is a Bengali pronunciation of a Sanskrit word, vira, which means vira Krishna, means Krishna is the greatest hero. Okay, with that in mind, let us go ahead and continue our Chaitanya Charitamrita reading. So, Jaya Jaya, Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya, Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. All right. So let us go ahead. Om Ganata Miranda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. We're going to share the screen with all of you. And here we go. We are so merciful that we're sharing the screen, even though my screen is very expensive. I am sharing it with you. So, let me just set this up so I can see if anyone has any questions or comments during the reading. And so I don't get diverted. There we go. There we go. Okay, so we're on text 131 of the 10th chapter of the Adi-lila of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, here we go. Whoops. And there we went. So, Kashi Mishra Prajuna Mishra Raya Bhavananda Yanhara Milanhe Prabhu Pailananda. In the list of devotees of Jagannath Puri, which begins with Paramananda Puri, Surup Damodar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Gopinathacharya, Kashi Mishra was the fifth, Prajuna Mishra the sixth, and Bhavananda Roy the seventh. Lord Chaitanya took great pleasure in meeting with them. So in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya lived at the house of Kashi Mishra, who was the priest of the king. Later, this house was inherited by Vrikeshwara Pandit and then by his disciple Gopala Guru Goswami, who established a deity of Radhakanta there. And that place was called the Gambira. A very narrow room. I've been there. I thought it was just like going to be a big room where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could jump and dance and play, but it was extremely narrow. Basically, if you lay down, especially Lord Chaitanya was quite tall, if you lay down crossways in the room, you'd actually, even me, I think I would touch both walls of it. Maybe it wasn't that narrow, but it was very, very narrow, very small, with just little tiny windows in it. Perfect situation for a sannyasi. Nowadays, of course, sannyasis like me have a very opulent facility, so. But in those days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the example of a perfect sannyasi. So, the Gauranga Dashtipika states that Kashi Mishra was formerly Kubja in Mathura. Now, if you remember who Kubja was actually previously, before she became Kubja, she was Sarpanaka, who really wanted to have a relationship with Lord Ram. Then she became Kubja, and her desire was fulfilled. Prajna Mishra, an inhabitant of Orissa, was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prajna Mishra was born of a Brahmin family, and Ramananda Roy of a non-Brahmin family. Yet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Prajna Mishra to take instruction from Ramananda Roy. This incident is described in the Ancha Leela, Chapter 5. Very quickly, I'll tell about that incident. Once upon a time, Prajna Mishra wanted to hear about the same topics that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had discussed previously with Ramananda Roy, topics about the gopis and all those things that are way higher than anything we can talk about in class. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya said, Ramananda Roy has all that information, and Prajna Mishra, if you want to hear about these things, you got to see Ramananda Roy. So Ramananda Roy had a house nearby, and Prajna Mishra went to that house to see Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy's servant said to Prajna Mishra that Ramananda Roy is busy right now. He's teaching the Deva Dasis how to dance. And he's showing them different mudras, expressions with their eyes and mudras with their hands and things like that. And taking care of them personally. Now, these Devadasis, they were just very young, attractive girls who had dedicated their lives to serving the Supreme Personality of God in his deity form and learning how to dance before the deity, and in this way, pleasing Krishna. So, when Ramananda Roy was doing that, Prajna Mishra arrived at his house, and Prajna Mishra waited for some time. Ramananda Roy eventually came back and became too late to talk to Ramananda Roy, so Prajna Mishra said, offered his obeisances, and basically, I'll come back another time. So we went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and described what Ramananda Roy was doing insofar as dealing with the Devi Dasis, or Deva Dasis, they're called. And Lord Chaitanya said, this is Ramananda Roy's prerogative to do that. No one else has that prerogative, because Ramananda Roy is identifying himself not with the external manifestations of the body. Just like we all have external manifestations of the body. External manifestations means, well, I'm American, my skin is white, my nose is big, you know, all these other cute little things. I'm male. Like that, these are all external manifestations. And so because of these external manifestations, we act in a certain way. You know, because I have, I guess, a male body, that I speak in a low voice. If I had a female body, I'd speak in a high voice. So anyway, there are external manifestations. We have to be practical. You know, we really have to be practical about, you know, the difference between male and female. So, but Ramananda Roy was not identifying with that external manifestation. He was identifying completely 100% with the spiritual body. Wow. And when you're identifying 100% with this